to the UN was so generous to organize today. I'm very grateful to everyone from Hungary, musicians and others who came to commemorate and to remember together today with us. So with these words, I have the pleasure really to offer to your kind attention the musical performance of Hungarian artists. But once again, I express my deepest gratitude to yourself, Mr. Secretary General, others, Under Secretary, for coming and attending this event. We are deeply honored. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Mr. Minister. I have to tell you, I am a very lucky person because I arrived to New York just a year ago, and after I presented my credentials to His Excellency, I immediately had the chance to meet Under Secretary General, Madame Christina Galach, and since then, not because we used to be journalists at some point of our lives, but we immediately started to work together. And I'm really honored that we have done so far in the past year so many wonderful events, so many wonderful commemorations together, and we are very honored that today we have contributed with the wonderful Roma musicians coming from Hungary, and here I'm also welcoming the member of the Hungarian Parliament, Mr. Teleki, who used to be minister to Roma affairs in the socialist government, and with him we used to organize the Roma Holocaust exhibition previously. So I just, on behalf of the organizers of this amazing day, I would like to ask Christina just to say a few words. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Secretary General, Ms. Swan, State Secretary, ladies and gentlemen, excellencies. It's a real privilege for me to be here together with you in this a special concert, special lecture in memory of the Hungarian composers, victims of the Holocaust. This event is a tribute to the Hungarian musical talent we lost owing to the policies of hatred and exclusion. Art, and especially music, is intrinsically connected to the soul and national identity of a country. Hungary, the birthplace of Béla Bartók, among others, is no exception. Tonight, we remember the legacy of the Hungarian composers who contributed to the rich cultural heritage of Hungary, who perished before their time in the Holocaust. The stories of these composers remain largely unknown. What remains, however, are their marvelous compositions that demonstrate their musical gifts and artistic passions. Today's lecture and concert, kindly hosted by you, dear Katalin, the ambassador of Hungary to the United Nations, is part of the decade-long effort of the Department of Public Information's Holocaust and the United Nations Outreach Program to remember and learn the lessons of the Holocaust for present and future generations. We are grateful to the government of Hungary for supporting our work and contribute to it in such a rich manner. This year, with the support of the United Nations Information Centers around the world, Holocaust commemorations activities are planned in more than 30 countries. At the United Nations headquarters here in New York, we are having a number of events, and for example, tomorrow we have an NGO briefing on the future of the Holocaust education with the State Secretary going to be part of it. We look forward to it as much as today. We all were moved by the ceremony that took place in the General Assembly Hall. So I would like to conclude with the words of the Secretary General, our dear Secretary General. Let me use your words for this audience. You called for a world where dignity is respected, diversity is celebrated, and peace
is permanent. Thank you very much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, it is wonderful that many of you who have graced tonight our event have suffered and survived the Holocaust. We have a special group of people here, the so-called hidden children of Hungary, who have been hidden and who have been saved back in Hungary by ordinary Hungarian families and who created a special circle here in New York. So first of all, let me welcome them on behalf of all of us. And before we start the concert, and after the concert, the lecture, I would like to remember someone who can't be with us here. It's also a very special personal tribute, because since I became ambassador at UNESCO, where we have worked very strongly on Holocaust education program, I started to work together with Samuel Pizar, who sadly died, and he cannot be with us here. And that's the first Holocaust remembrance for many, many years that we are not doing it together. But it's an honor for me that the widow of the late Holocaust survivor, Samuel Pizar, who used to be special envoy for Holocaust education, I can welcome the widow and the daughter, Judith Pizar and Leah Pizar, and we're remembering Sam, and we are remembering to all, and we are tributing his work and his commitment and his joie de vivre. And now I'm asking Judith Pizar, who is herself a great bridge builder like me, that's why probably we are sisters, between countries, between cultures, between peoples, between religions. And I'm asking her to introduce this very special concert. And of course, it's great that we are working on that concert with the Liszt Academy. The vice rector of the Liszt Academy is here with us. And that's a legacy for the whole world, because the Liszt Academy has produced so amazing talents and musicians in the whole world. So I'm asking Judith Pizar to remember Samuel Pizar and introduce the concert.
Dearest Kathleen, thank you for all that you do to honor the memory of those who perished in the greatest atrocity ever perpetrated by man against man. I am not just moved to be here, I'm fortunate as well. If my grandparents had not left Budapest in the 19th century to emigrate to the United States, I would probably have been among the 1.5 million children who were murdered. My husband was not that lucky. His parents did not leave Poland, and he was sent to Auschwitz and other infernos as a boy, and miraculously survived. Until he left us a few months ago, he was UNESCO's honorary ambassador for Holocaust education. And Mr. Secretary General, let me add that he began his career as an assistant to a predecessor of yours, Dag Hammarskjöld. Sam is the one who must speak to you today. So let me be his humble and loving messenger and read to you a few of his most gripping memories. When the deportations from Bialystok, my native town in Poland, began, only three of us were still alive, my mother, my little sister Frida, and I. Father had already been executed by the Gestapo. That morning, mother told me to put on my long pants so I would look more like a man capable of slave labor. "And you and Frida?" I asked. She didn't answer. She knew that their fate was sealed. And like the mother of Moses in Egypt, she wanted to give her firstborn a chance to live. As they chased them with the other women, children, old and sick, toward the waiting cattle train, I could not take my eyes off their frail shapes. Little Frida, held my mother with one hand and with the other her favorite doll. They too looked at me as long as they could before disappearing from my life forever. Their cattle train went directly to Auschwitz, mine to the no lesser hell of Majdanek. When I arrived in Auschwitz for final destruction, hoping to find their trace, I was 14. By the time the SS guards with their vicious dogs and long whips unsealed the wagons, many of my comrades were dead from hunger, thirst, and a lack of air. At the central ramp, surrounded by electrically charged barbed wire, we were ordered to strip naked and file past the infamous Dr. Mengele, the so-called angel of death, performed on us his ritual selection, sending those who must die immediately to the left and those destined to live just a little bit longer to the right. In the background, there was music near the main entrance gate to the camp through which we were marched in with its cynical poster, "Work Brings Freedom," sat one of the most remarkable symphony orchestras ever assembled. It was made up of virtuosos from Warsaw, Paris, Kiev and Amsterdam, Rome and Budapest. The precious violins they brought on their last journey were signed Stradivarius, Guarneri, or Amati. To accompany the hangings, shootings, and whippings, while the gas chambers and crematoria belched smoke and fire, these gentle musicians, dressed in striped prison rags like mine, were forced to play Bach, Schubert, and Mozart, interspersed with marches to the glory of the Führer. On this very somber note, but this is, after all, a rather somber day, I would like to present the Liszt Academy. Sam and I had the privilege of visiting it with Lady Scholte and this extraordinary ambassador, Kathleen Bonnier, not so long ago. It is my firm belief that music is the greatest salve of all and the most powerful language of hope and beauty. So against the backdrop of such a painful past, let us listen with hope for a better future to these beautiful musicians.
Thank you so much for your work. Thank you so much for your words, Judith. Thank you, Leah, for coming and joining us. And Sam is here with us, I know.